Vice President Jemiswani Iga, who chairs the country's economic cluster, says the government began scrutinizing the activities and accounts of oil companies last month after realizing that most of them have not paid personal income taxes as required by the 2012 South Sudan Petroleum Act.
Already in the area of oil, we are discovering painful maladministration. For example, we have over 500 service companies, but most of them have never paid personal income tax, PIT.
Iga says the economic cluster land oil companies owe the government $1.5 billion in personal income tax and $3.3 billion in arrears. He says the government intends to recover that money.
We are taking this seriously. If you add 1.5 billion plus 3.3 billion, you have 4.8 billion. This would have done a lot for the country. We don't even need to borrow from anyone, but we are being cheated. This must stop.
Iga was speaking at an event this week in Juba where South Sudan officially launched the country's first ever oil and gas licensing auction. He did not explain how the government failed to collect the taxes and arrears over the past 10 years. Iga advised Petroleum Ministry officials to ensure there is transparency and accountability in the oil sector to prevent malpractices and losses in the future. Iga vowed to undertake concrete measures to recover the money but did not specify what those measures would be.
Let me, in my capacity as the economic cluster chair, warn all and sundry that we are going to be more stringent. So we cannot continue like that. We will be more stringent. And we will never stomach any defrauding or non-payments of government rights by any concerned company.
Ahmed Morjan, a senior economics lecturer at the University of Juba, says he is not surprised to hear the government lost billions of dollars in oil-related tax revenue. He says the discovery may just be the tip of the iceberg.
Even if we have in principle the tax laws and everything to do with the taxes are there, but to me personally, there have been a lot of loopholes in the tax arrangement in South Sudan, especially those who are responsible for collecting. Now, you can imagine if a tax is not collected from companies for over 10 years, then one might suspect some foul play in it. Because under normal circumstances, every business is supposed to be paying its taxes on an annual basis.
Morjan says the government needs to step up its investigations into companies that do not pay taxes.
The way forward is what they are doing now. They have to find out and strategize how these companies should be paying their taxes to the government in this, out of these areas. And they should make clear that every year the taxpayers pay their taxes in a very convenient and transparent way and not in a burdening way.
The South Sudan Petroleum Act 2012 requires oil companies operating in the oil industry to pay the government taxes and customs duties. Chapter 16 of the Act says a person conducting petroleum activities in the country shall pay taxes and customs duties in accordance with the applicable law, adding the Ministry of Petroleum shall develop a model petroleum agreement in cooperation with the Ministry of Finance. The Act also requires that all taxes, royalties, rental fees, and any other fees payable to a licensed or contractor as part of an oil agreement be paid to the National Revenue Fund. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udu in Juba.